AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A former investigator with the House Select Committee on Benghazi is accusing the panel of carrying out a politically motivated investigation targeting former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton.
The former investigator tells the New York Times he was fired, partly for trying to conduct a comprehensive probe into the deadly attacks. Air Force Reserve Major Bradley Podlyska says the committee turned all of its attention to Clinton and the State Department when Clinton's private email controversy began, and that it de-emphasized other agencies involved with the attacks. The House Benghazi Committee has denied Podlyska's accusations and says he was fired for showing bias in his investigative work. Podlyska plans to take the issue to court. Violet Ekonomova, Washington.
The committee says it will not be blackmailed into a monetary settlement for a false allegation made by a properly terminated former employee. No one is claiming responsibility for the nearly simultaneous explosions that targeted a Turkish peace rally in Ankara. At least 95 people were killed and hundreds more wounded. Turkish officials say Kurdish rebels or Islamic State group militants may be behind Saturday's blast outside the capital's main train station. More rain has been falling in South Carolina, even as parts of the state try to dry out from flooding. A 13-mile stretch of Interstate 95 remains closed. State transportation spokesman Peter Poor says a contractor is starting to work to shore up the washed-out sections of road.
I-95 is South Carolina DOT's number one priority, even though we are still in the assessment phase, meaning there is so much damage to still be discovered around the state.
No word on when parts of the road might reopen. This is AP Radio News. New charges have been filed against former Iowa Lottery Security Officer Eddie Tipton. Jim Saunders of the Iowa Department of Public Safety says investigators uncover new evidence against Tipton after his conviction on two counts of fraud for rigging a computerized hot lotto game in 2010.
Back in September, Mr. Tipton was found guilty of tampering with lottery equipment and was subsequently convicted to 10 years in prison. After that conviction, information was developed that alleged that associates of Mr. Tipton have collected a jackpot in Colorado.
Tipton is appealing and is free on bond. Thousands of zombies gathered in a New Jersey shore community for an event that was brought back from the dead. The Asbury Park Zombie Walk at the city's boardwalk replaces the New Jersey Zombie Walk, which started 7 years ago with a small group of friends and grew in size over the years. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.